With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Just days after President Trump's Alaska summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin, he is hosting at the White House Ukrainian President Zelensky tomorrow. And Zelensky will be joined by several NATO and European leaders. Donald Trump, who had been pushing for a ceasefire, now wants to try and negotiate a final peace agreement. Hurricane Erin, now a Category 3 hurricane, as it moves between Bermuda and the U.S.
Hurricane Erin pummeling some Caribbean islands with high winds, heavy rain, dangerous surf, and life-threatening rip currents. It's the first Atlantic hurricane of 2025 reaching Category 5 strength before weakening to a Cat 3. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch.
Still a major hurricane. 125 mile per hour winds, and the intensity has been fluctuating. It could easily re-strengthen.
Tropical storm warnings on Sunday for Turks and Caicos. I'm Julie Walker.
Three people are dead, nine injured following a dispute in Brooklyn, New York that turned violent. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
There was a dispute inside the crowded club that led to the shooting. We believe that there were up to four shooters involved in this incident.
Officials say the violence appears to have been gang-related. Three Republican-led states, West Virginia, Ohio, and South Carolina, are deploying hundreds of members of their National Guard to Washington, D.C. The troops will assist in the Trump administration's takeover of the city's police department. Families of hostages held in Gaza stepped up their campaign today to secure their release by holding a strike all across Israel. It was a day of stoppage as Prime Minister Netanyahu faces pressure over stalled hostage talks. This is SRN News. Drag queen bingo causes an uproar in New York.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates warn that Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the country are moving in and more attacks are happening. A report from International Christian Concern warns that local residents believe that the remaining strategy is to have relentless raids until survivors flee or are killed. This is SRN News. Target stores and a beauty shop have mutually agreed not to renew their partnership.
Target and Ulta Beauty are parting ways, ending a partnership launched in 2021 that created in-store shops filled with beauty products at hundreds of the discounters' stores. According to a joint release issued Thursday, the company said they've mutually agreed not to renew their pact, which concludes in August 2026. Until then, the Ulta Beauty experience at Target will continue in Target stores and on Target.com, the release said. Ulta is currently in 600 of Target's roughly 1,980 stores, according to a Target spokesperson. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal Reserve policymakers will be debating whether stubborn inflation or slower hiring is the bigger problem for the U.S. economy as they prepare for an annual conference in Wyoming this week and a crucial policy meeting coming up in September. More details at srnnews.com.